Good morning. My name is Melissa, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Loblaw Companies Limited and Shoppers Drug Mart transaction call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question at this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. And I'll now turn the call over to your host, Ms. Janet Craig. You may begin your conference.
Thanks, Melissa. And thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. I'm here today with Loblaw Executive Chairman Galen Weston, Shoppers Drug Mart Chair Holger Kluge, Loblaw President Vicente Trias, Shoppers Drug Mart President and Chief Executive Officer Dominic Pilla, and Loblaw Chief Financial Officer Sarah Davis. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this discussion will contain forward-looking statements about the proposed transaction. These forward-looking statements reflect current estimates, pro forma information, beliefs, and assumptions, which are based on Loblaw's and Shoppers Drug Mart's perception of factors and management believes are appropriate in the circumstances. We can give no assurance that such estimates, pro forma information, beliefs, and assumptions will prove to be correct. Investors are cautioned that there are a number of risks and uncertainties that could also cause actual results or events to differ materially from those expressed in these forward-looking statements. For additional information regarding the forward-looking statements, please refer to the full text of the press release issued by Loblaw and Shoppers Drug Mart earlier today and to the slide contained in today's presentation materials. In addition, I wish to point out that throughout the presentation this morning, management may make reference to non-GAAP measures, such as EBITDA and free cash flow. Management of Loblaw and Shoppers Drug Mart believes that these non-GAAP measures provide useful information to both management and investors in discussing the proposed transaction. These measures do not have a standard meaning prescribed by GAAP, and therefore they may not be comparable to similarly titled measures presented by other publicly traded companies. Now let me turn the call over to Galen.
Thank you, Janet, and thank you all for joining us today. As we start our presentation, I'd like to introduce the Chair of the Board of Shoppers Drug Mart, Holger Kluge. Making transformational transactions like this one happen takes vision, patience, and stamina. Holger has demonstrated just such leadership. Today's announcement would not have taken place without him. Holger, can I ask you to make a few remarks?
Thank you, Galen. I appreciate your kind words. This is a wonderful combination that paves the way for a terrific future for our two companies, as well as for our investors, associate owners, and store teams, and our customers. Transactions are about numbers for sure, but their success really depends on people and culture. Both Loblaw and Shoppers Drug Mart share a passion for our customers, and together we will be able to serve them better than we ever could do alone. I'm excited about this transaction and look forward to the very bright future ahead of us. With that, let me turn it back to Galen.
When Loblaw first opened its doors in 1919, we changed how Canadians shopped for groceries. When we launched our President's Choice and no-name house brands, we changed how Canadians view private label. President's Choice Financial changed how Canadians bank, and Joe Fresh changed affordable apparel for Canadians. I have long believed that the next chapter for growth at Loblaw should be based in a vision that combined health, wellness, and nutrition. Loblaw combining with Shoppers Drug Mart is the ultimate expression of that vision. Not only does this transaction make compelling financial sense, it establishes a truly innovative platform for the future. With today's transformational partnership between Loblaw and Shoppers Drug Mart, we're changing the retail landscape in Canada, combining two iconic companies and creating an innovative new retailer. We'll put both companies' trusted brands and services within closer reach of even more Canadians and do so in a way that creates immediate value for the shareholders of both companies. Together, Shoppers Drug Mart and Loblaw will touch millions of Canadians every day. With 1 billion customer transactions per year, over 2,300 stores, nearly 1,800 pharmacies, and 65 million square feet of selling space. Had we been one company in 2012, we would have generated $42 billion in annual revenue, $3 billion in EBITDA, and $1 billion in annual free cash flow. But as big as this deal is, it's about an even bigger idea. This transaction enables us to harness the complementary strengths of Canada's number one food retailer and Canada's number one pharmacy retailer to serve customers better, closer to where they live and work, and with an even greater combination of value, assortment, and service than either company could provide alone. The profile and preferences of the Canadian consumer continue to change, as they have so many times in the more than nine decades since we opened our first grocery store, and in the five decades since Shoppers Drug Mart opened its first pharmacy. And we're confident that we will remain Canadians' first choice for health, wellness, and nutrition. This transaction will enable us to offer Loblaw's portfolio of market-leading brands and convenient food and grocery products through Shoppers Drug Mart's store network. Likewise, we will begin to offer Shoppers Drug Mart's respected wellness brands and pharmacy services in Loblaw's stores. We'll benefit from, among other things, the combination of Loblaw's PC Financial Services and Shoppers Drug Mart's incomparable Optimum Loyalty Program. And that's just the beginning. There are opportunities for savings and synergies in additional areas such as supply chain that will further strengthen the financial advantages of this combination. Loblaw and Shoppers Drug Mart bring complementary real estate positions. Loblaw has Canada's largest retail network, which already includes 500 pharmacies. And Shoppers Drug Mart has the most convenient retail network in Canada, including the best urban small format locations. Vicente will now elaborate on how we'll create value from this unique platform.
Thank you, Galen, and thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. We work passionately to put customers at the center of everything we do. Customers whose needs and preferences are changing quickly, driven by a number of specific trends. More and more consumers are focused on health and wellness. They are demanding more convenient locations at which to shop. This creates a need for small format stores that offer value with a range of high quality convenience foods and grocery products. Demographic trends are driving higher demand for pharmacy related products and services. Consumers increasingly want to interact with each other and with companies that are close to them through technology. And increasingly consumers are pressed for time. At Loblaw, we have worked hard to respond to our customers' needs. That work has begun to pay off as we continue to succeed in creating an enhanced customer experience. But I know that the potential with Shoppers Drug Mart is much greater. This transaction catapults us into a position that would otherwise take decades to reach alone. We will grow faster with the help of the terrific platform that Shoppers Drug Mart and its associate owners provide. As proud as I am of the progress we have made, teaming with Shoppers Drug Mart immediately puts us much further down our strategic path in a single bold step. I absolutely believe that the combination of convenience and value will create a significantly enhanced experience for our customers. Just imagine being able to go to Loblaw for a regular grocery shop and having the option to buy a wide variety of the products you would expect to see at Shoppers Drug Mart, such as Life Brand, in an enhanced in-store pharmacy. Or being able to do a quick trip to your local Shoppers Drug Mart store, and while there, being able to buy your favorite PC Blue menu items, along with other great products and services that Shoppers Drug Mart offers. We all know that prime locations are a key component of success. However, this transaction is about more than physical locations. Shoppers Drug Mart brings the right set of brands, the right mix of formats, and the right expertise to enable us to serve our customers even better than we do today. We are very proud to welcome Shoppers Drug Mart trusted associate owners, store-level teams, and central and regional office employees. They are known throughout Canada for their professional and friendly service and their passion and commitment to the Shoppers Drug Mart brand. That will continue with Shoppers Drug Mart operating as a distinct division within our combined company. Now let's hear Dominic's view of this compelling transaction and the role that the special associate owner culture will play in our ability to deliver on this new proposition.
Thank you, Vicente, and thank you, Galen. I am delighted to be here today with you
and I'm excited about the prospect of bringing together Shoppers Drug Mart and Loblaw. We, too, pride ourselves on our customer focus, which is why I am so confident of the cultural fit between our two companies. We have both been thinking about the future opportunities for our businesses, and we both reached the same conclusion in terms of how to change the game for Canadian retail. We both believe in the tremendous benefits that will come for the customer out of this partnership. That is why we are so excited to be partnering with Loblaw. Initiatives such as those that Vicente described, such as offering Loblaw's food products within our stores, including their leading private labels, are an enormous opportunity to provide additional value for our customers while driving incremental front-of-store growth and margin enhancement for us. Like Loblaw, Shoppers Drug Mart is also a pioneer in health and wellness. That really is our common purpose and our commitment. It is how we have built Shoppers Drug Mart into Canada's leading pharmacy brand with customer loyalty and brand equity that reflects our position in our customers' hearts and minds. We understand that that leading position is earned and not given, and we work hard to maintain that reputation and trust every day. It is what prompted us to develop our front-of-store beauty offerings, which today are a true competitive advantage. It has led to our introduction of in-store value-added health services so our customers can take care of an increasing number of their health requirements in a Shoppers Drug Mart store. It is rooted in the continued strength of our leading pharmacy network. This transaction is also attractive for our shareholders, who will receive significant value, as well as the ability to benefit from the future upside through a continued investment in the combined company. We have a shared vision on how this will unfold. We are aligned in our opinion of where the customer trends are taking us, and both companies want to ensure we are in front of those trends, offering customers the right suite of products and services. We are excited about the opportunity to partner with Loblaw, the sharing of ideas and expertise, as well as the ability to leverage each other's unique strengths is an avenue for mutual growth. We strongly feel that now is the time and that this is the deal. I will now turn it over to Sarah to take us through some of the details of the transaction.
Thank you, Dominic, and good morning, everyone. This is a strong deal from a financial perspective. Let me start with a few facts. The transaction equity value is $12.4 billion. Shoppers Drug Mart shareholders will receive $33.18 in cash and 0.5965 Loblaw shares for each Shoppers Drug Mart share on a fully prorated basis. Total consideration will be 54% in cash and 46% in Loblaw common stock. The offer price per share represents a premium of 29.4% over the 20-day VWAP of Shoppers Drug Mart common stock and an EBITDA multiple of 11.4 times. Shoppers Drug Mart shareholders will own approximately 29% of the combined company. As announced in a separate press release this morning, George Weston Limited has agreed to subscribe for $500 million of additional Loblaw common shares to finance a portion of the cash consideration. In 2014, we expect the transaction to drive double-digit EPS accretion adjusted for the amortization of intangibles. In terms of financing sources, we have laid out on this slide the details of the transaction. As we outlined in the press release we issued this morning, under the agreement between Loblaw and Shoppers Drug Mart, we have $5.1 billion in committed financing consisting of a $3.5 billion five-year term loan and a $1.6 billion bridge loan, which we intend to repay through the issuance of notes and with Shoppers Drug Mart cash. We will have a strong balance sheet post-transaction with $1 billion of cash and an $800 million undrawn revolver that we intend to increase to $1 billion. This deal was structured with the intent to maintain our BBB mid-credit rating. Our leverage will move as a result of this transaction to 3.1 times adjusted debt to EBITDA. However, we will use the strong free cash flow to delever back to 2.5 times within 24 months of the transaction close. Our dividend policy remains unchanged, and we anticipate closing the transaction within 6 to 7 months. We have identified approximately $300 million of run rate synergies that we expect to achieve over a three-year period, phased in approximately equally. Opportunities to achieve these synergies include expense reductions in areas such as marketing, supply chain, IT, and shared infrastructure, reductions in cost of goods sold through efficiencies in purchasing, and increased private label penetration. Realizing opportunities in our loyalty programs and expansion of financial services. With that, let me turn the call back to Galen for some concluding remarks.
Thanks, Sarah. Well, you've heard today why we're all so excited about this transaction, and it is one that I've been working on for some considerable time. As I said earlier, I've long believed that becoming a Canadian health and wellness and nutrition champion represented a powerful next chapter for the company. But to be frank, if we were really going to be serious about it, we had to go out and add the very best pharmacy retailer in Canada. And that's just what we've done. We're confident that two great companies will come together to serve our customers better and create shareholder value. We're building on a strong foundation. Loblaw and Shoppers Drug Mart have created unique, industry-leading enterprises, brands, and reputations that have taken decades to build. And by working together, we will expand our customer proposition and, in a way, in a stronger position to anticipate and respond to future changes in the way that Canadians live and shop. Together, we'll have the scale, diversification, financial strength, and flexibility to compete and succeed in an increasingly competitive and rapidly changing marketplace. Shareholders of both Shoppers Drug Mart and Loblaw will benefit, both immediately and in the long term, as will all of our stakeholders, including the communities in which we operate, as we work to help Canadians live life well. We are now delighted to take your questions.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Irene Nattel from RBC Capital Markets. Your line is open.
Thanks, and good morning, everyone. A couple of questions, if I might. In the press release, you note that you will continue to operate the two Shoppers as a standalone division, yet it's clear that you're anticipating a fair amount of cross-pollination and integration between the two. Can you walk us through how that's going to work, please?
Yes. Good morning, Irene. First of all, let me just say, before I address your question, I think this is a great opportunity for us. And when I look at strategically placed to the short, to the mid, and to the long term, it brings us stronger into the small formats. Irene, that I always believe that there's room for all of our formats, but I do believe that for the long term, small formats that can create convenience and value are critical. You know through the press that we have opened a small store in Calgary, which is about low prices and full shop, and we were thinking very, very seriously on an experience of convenience and value. As you look at Shoppers Drug Mart and us, we're leveraging the talent, the best practices, the knowledge, and the capabilities of both companies. So this, to answer your question, translates into, for example, food proposition into Shoppers Drug Mart, the drug and pharmacy patient services, the model of the pharmacy and the health and beauty into Loblaw. Imagine the control brand. Imagine seeing our President's Choice Blue Menu in their stores, vice versa, Life into our stores. Imagine the potentials that we could have even in other areas, like PC financials. So we see it all in all, a very, very good combination.
That's great. Thank you. And can you give us an idea of what the combined RX market share will be for Loblaw Shoppers?
We're talking about 125 million prescriptions. I don't know what the market share number equivalent of that is. Around 25%, Irene.
That's great. Thanks, Dominic.
Thanks, Irene. And before we get the next caller, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the call that one question of follow-up would be greatly appreciated.
Your next question is from the line of Patricia Baker from Scotiabank. Your line is open.
Good morning, and thank you very much. And it's not usually my style to break the rules, but I'm going to break the rules today, Janet. I apologize in advance. First of all, was there an auction process associated with the sale of Shoppers?
We have
always kept our shareholders in mind, and we have looked at various opportunities over the last 2 years, which is natural. And in the end, when we got the approach that we did, and you see in front of you, it was by far superior to anything else that we have seen in our discussions over the last 2 years.
Okay, and just related to that, I guess this would be a question for Sarah or Galen. Did Loblaw or Weston at either of those levels own any Shoppers shares prior to the transaction being announced?
No.
Okay. And here's my really important question. When we look at the integration, can you talk about the strategy from an integration perspective, how it's going to be handled, because you'll be doing the integration, you'll still be in the tail end of SAP at the Loblaw level. So can you talk a little bit about how you're setting up the integration and how it's going to proceed?
Yeah, good morning, Patricia.
Thank you.
First off, we see Shoppers Drug Mart as an independent, separate division.
Okay.
We see ourselves as obviously having a separate integration team that will work on delivering the synergies. We're communicating about $300 million of synergies in COGS and expense over the first 3 years, which we believe they are realistic and achievable. And as far as SAP, I mean, we are actually on target. We have rolled out 6 DCs. We're in the process of rolling out our stores. We're in the process of building a strong foundation and behind SAP and the IT infrastructure, and we see us delivering according to our commitments. So we see no issues.
Okay, thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Patricia.
Your next question is from the line of Chris Lee from Bank of America. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning. First question is just for the associate owners of Shoppers, do you expect any changes to their current compensation arrangement, and what are your plans in terms of retention?
Chris, it's Dominic Pila. So we're not planning as part of this combination, to close any stores, and we're not planning to change the associate model, and we will continue to operate under that model. We like that model. You've heard me say that before. We think it's a strategic and competitive advantage, and we really value the contribution that they make and the creativity, entrepreneurship that they bring, and the stewardship that they bring to the store level. So we're not anticipating making any changes there.
Okay.
And maybe I can also add that we operate a very powerful franchise business that is, you know, similar in many respects to the associate model that Shoppers Drug Mart operates, and we believe wholeheartedly in its effectiveness, so we think we understand it well.
Okay, and just quick follow-up questions. With respect to the 25% market share, based on this, do you expect any material store divestitures from an antitrust perspective?
No, these are two big businesses, but they're complementary businesses, not substantially overlapping businesses. So we think it will be fine.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Your next question is from the line of Perry Keiko from CIBC World Markets. Your line is open.
Yeah, thank you. How compatible, once SAP is kind of completed, how compatible are the IT infrastructures and logistics of the two companies?
Well, the two companies have invested on building a solid infrastructure behind the technology, and I think that we can leverage the capabilities on one end with the capabilities on our end, and this is something of obviously the next process as we look deeper into both businesses.
And what are the, I guess it's $45 million synergies specific to loyalty and financial services. What are those exactly?
Well, this is about obviously, if you look at their loyalty card, they have about 10 million customers. We launched PC Plus, and we said all along that we told you we felt 10 to 12, so maybe now it's about 15, you know. And this is about reaching every Canadian family in this country. And when we look at PC Financials, imagine the capability to reach all those customers in our MasterCard insurance business. I think this is very, very good.
But are the $45 million in synergies, are those cost-related synergies or sales-related synergies?
They're both, Perry.
Both.
And really, Perry, it is about, you know, adding significant customer insights and significant customer reach to the direction that we've already had, which is creating tailored, relevant offers to those individuals. And by the combination of our insights and access to customer information and their preferences, we can really leverage that across a much larger base. So we actually have a very aligned direction. We just have now more scale and more insights, and therefore we think we can accelerate the direction each of our companies was already in.
Okay, and my last question is, I guess it's for Galen. Weston is, you know, as part of this deal, is dropping its Loblaw ownership below 50%. When I guess, you know, another whatever 800 million or so would have kept you above 50%. Just wondering what we should read into that. Like, what does that mean to not have, you know, full economic control of Loblaw?
Well, we don't believe it means much. Our decision to finance it that way was a combined decision between Weston and Loblaw. We believe that we will still consolidate, you know, the full financial results of Loblaw into Weston's. It's de facto control based on voting patterns. So yes, it drops below our historically immovable object of 51%, but when an opportunity like this comes along, you know, then you know, you're prepared to bend the rules ever so slightly. But is it an expression of a lack of long-term enthusiasm for this transaction? I suspect, based on the tone of this call, you'll see that it certainly isn't. And $500 million is a lot of money by any stretch of the imagination. Going by Weston to support the deal.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Perry.
Your next question is from the line of Michael Van Aust from TD Securities. Your line is open.
Yeah, hi, can you give us some color as to what kind of food offering or how you expect the food offering to change within the Shoppers stores? Is the square footage expected to be roughly the same and you're just optimizing the mix? Or do you expect to give it a much more bigger profile within their locations?
We did a very in-depth study on what this food proposition would look like to the point that we actually developed what we call a mock-up store. And inside the mock-up store, which is like a dark store, non-trading, but we kept all of the core from Shoppers Drug Mart, and we looked at how we can actually leverage the space that they had in food, and we feel that we can put a very, very compelling offer based on fresh, ready meals, frozen, convenience food, and healthy products. Where you can go into a stores and imagine going to a stores and being able to do a very basic full grocery shop.
And you know, from our perspective, we had clearly identified that opportunity. You know, as you've heard us say before, we absolutely like the combination of food and health and nutrition and health, and it drives certainly drives traffic, and it's been something that's been very accretive to us. But as we've identified the opportunity of what the customer wants in our food offering in terms of the elements that Vicente has described, we didn't have the capability, and certainly we didn't have the access to the sources of supply that Loblaw has. And so the combination of bringing their capability and access to the product against what we see as strong customer need and demand, we see as a really winning combination.
Okay, and just a small one. In your press release, you talk about double-digit accretion in year one adjusted for intangible amortization. Can you give us any idea of the number, the size of that intangible amortization?
Hi, Michael. It's Sarah. So the goodwill on the deal will be about $11 billion, and we haven't done the split between intangible and tangible yet, so that's work that's still to come. But as soon as we have the details, we'll make sure that we highlight that to you. And generally, it'll be the, you know, the scripts that we'll be amortizing, so it'll be over the life of the scripts that we will it'll come into our earnings.
That's typically like a reasonably short period, though, is it not, like 5 or 6 years?
Yes, so it'll be a big number.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of David Hartley from Credit Suisse. Your line is open.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning and congratulations. I was just wondering if you can give us a little bit of color on, if you haven't answered this already, on market share in various categories other than the scripts, so food, beauty, apparel, those kind of things.
Well, let me
start answering that question, because I'm not sure that it makes sense for us to go into a ton of detail. Some walking around numbers. Loblaw has about 5% share in the pharmacy business. So in that sense, an addition to Shoppers Drug Mart is not doesn't profoundly change the market share numbers. You know, we're a $30 billion food business, and Shoppers Drug Mart has somewhere in the range of $1 billion in food. So this is a complementary transaction about leveraging existing strengths and retail assets, as opposed to the combination of fundamentally overlapping sales bases.
Okay, thanks. And just following on Michael's question, should we expect investments on the capital side to increase? Are you looking to expand footprints in the Shopper stores as we move forward, as you think about new categories or expanding the food offering, et cetera, in those stores?
So it's Galen. Just before I turn it over to Dominic, one of the things that makes this so attractive from our perspective in terms of food is that Shoppers already has a food space. And our work has demonstrated in our own minds that we think we can considerably increase the productivity without increased space. And so the capital cost of building that convenient food proposition is very, very low. And so the early contribution to earnings, if the sales come, should be very attractive. So no big change to the footprints of either model.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And in fact, as we've pointed out, in fact, some of you have pointed out, we do have some areas of our stores that are not very productive, like photo and photo development, for example, where we have additional capacity to bring in additional categories, and we've been working hard on that. And this is, obviously an enhanced opportunity to do the trajectory, to accelerate the trajectory we were already on.
Okay, thanks. And just last question, just on the deal itself, could you give us a sense of how long this deal was in the works and the kind of process that took place here, i.e. Shoppers fielding offers or opportunities for offers from others? Can you talk a little bit about that?
So, again, I'll start, and then Holger may want to comment. A long time. So, say, 3.5 years, lots of conversations and discussions. I think the takeaway from my perspective on today's announcement is the timing of the transaction right now is optimal. It's optimal from a leadership perspective. It's optimal from a culture perspective. It's optimal from a regulatory perspective, and it's optimal from a fundamental sales and earnings trend perspective for both of these businesses.
And as you would expect from a Shopper's perspective, over the last few years, yes, we've had off and on discussions with Galen, but a lot of other people as well. We had approaches from many firms saying, well, could we do this combination? We also had reached out to a number of firms and said, can we do deals together? And in the end, it just happened to be the right time when these two minds came together and came together quickly, what we believe at the right price for our shareholders. So we've looked at many different combinations over the last few years, both solicited and both unsolicited. And in the end, this came together quickly because it was at the right time and for our shareholders, the right solution.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Your next question is from the line of Vishal Sridhar from National Bank. Your line is open.
Thank you very much. Just in terms of the pricing of the deal, did you make assumptions regarding the ultimate price of generic prescription drugs, say 3 to 5 years down the line, and how did you do that?
Well, certainly we're very cognizant of that, and we have our own views. As you know, there's an ongoing effect on price reimbursement right now through 2013 and 2014, and we're very close to that. What I'll tell you, though, is that we are being very successful in shifting the debate in Canada from one around price reimbursement to one around expanded scope of practice and the ability to leverage our assets to provide additional services to patients so we can lower the cost of providing health care in Canada and improve patient outcomes. And it's resonating very much with, you know, provincial health ministries. And this combination actually helps us deliver those services faster and have a greater impact on patient outcomes and, in fact, lower the cost of government. So I believe this combination will reduce the pressure to look at the reimbursement as the only vehicle to improve overall healthcare costs, as we can deliver additional services that actually have a bigger impact on costs for government. And we see us as a great ally to provincial governments that have bigger scale and capabilities to do that.
Okay, understood. So in terms of pricing the deal, should we think that when Loblaws priced it, they used run rate assumptions, or would they use lower generic drug price assumptions and lower, commercial terms or professional allowances?
Look, I think we've been conservative, and I think we were delighted to see through the due diligence process that our approach to assessing the regulatory environment was very consistent with the way that Shoppers Drug Mart did, and so our vision or our view of the future in terms of rebates and the price of generics is very consistent.
Okay, and in terms of Shoppers being an independently managed company, obviously Shoppers has been regarded by many as a very well managed company for a long period of time. So how should investors think about the management of Shoppers from a Loblaws standpoint? Is this independent management in place for a period of time, or is it for the foreseeable future?
We are delighted to have the whole team of management of Shoppers Drug Mart. I mean, they bring an incredible strength and capabilities to the organization. We believe that they have to have the autonomy to build their business, and we believe that they can actually add a lot of value into our business, and we believe that a combined business offers great opportunity for colleagues, associate owners, and employees of both companies. This actually offers growth to the overall organization.
Yeah, what I'll tell you is I'm personally committed to this combination and very excited about it as an opportunity for me. And as I've been working with the Loblaw team, I see tremendous cultural fit, and I'm very excited about the opportunity it creates for our management team and the rest of our employees, both at central office, regional office, and associate owners. And this is a great opportunity for us to collaborate and work with another great team. And so we're very excited about the combination.
Okay. So is it too early to comment on the period of time in which management will be which Shoppers will be managed independently, or is that still ongoing, or should we just think that the structure that's in place now is the structure that's being in place for the foreseeable future?
So it's Galen. Loblaws operates a series of businesses with independent autonomy, ranging from a financial services business to a TNT business, to even the two existing major supermarket divisions, a conventional division and a discount division. So we believe that we already have a management construct or an organizational construct that this will bolt into very, very nicely. Are there going to be areas, where services get centralized? Sure, but that's going to take some time, and we believe that the opportunity to get value in the short term comes from some of the buying synergies and marketing synergies and that sort of thing, straight cost.
Michelle, we're going to take the next caller now.
Okay, thanks for your caller and good luck and congratulations.
Your next question is from the line of Peter Sklar from BMO Capital Markets. Your line is open.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. You ran through the list of synergies. Do you mind running through the synergy list again? And to the extent you haven't already, perhaps you and the other members of the management team could elaborate somewhat further. And as well, the $300 million of synergies that you anticipate to achieve in year three, do you anticipate booking the full $300 million of synergies in year three, or is that you hope to get to that kind of run rate by the end of year three?
Okay. So I'll do the second part first. So the $300 million is the run rate we expect in year three, and we expect to get to ramp it up, so with about evenly, so 100, 200, 300 would be how we see it over the first 3 years. when we talk about where do we expect to see the synergies, from an, we have about 40% we're saying through expenses, which would be, as Galen mentioned, the combined marketing, supply chain, IT, and some shared infrastructure. We have about 45% or $135 million coming from COGS, either from purchasing synergies or private label penetration. And the last piece that we talked about was on the loyalty and financial services, which is both cost and revenue synergies of about $45 million. So through the combination of growth in PC Financial as well as the Optimum and PC Plus integration.
The one thing I want to reemphasize is that they are very realistic and achievable. And when you heard me talk about the food proposition into Shoppers Drug Mart, or when we talk about the capacity to leverage the expertise in pharmacy and health and beauty into our side of the business, which at the end of the day would translate in more revenue and more customers and a much better customer proposition, none of that obviously is factored in. So we see very good potential.
Okay, Sarah, I'm not quite clear. The $300 million, do you anticipate achieving $300 million in the full year three, or do you anticipate achieving that run rate during year three?
The full year of, in year three. $300 million in year three.
Okay. And lastly, can you give us some idea or a rough idea of the terms you expect to achieve on the term loan and the term loan and the unsecured financing?
We're not ready to give the details quite yet on that.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Peter.
Your next question is from the line of Ken York-Teague from Raymond James. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Good morning. If I just circle back on the loyalty aspect here, looking at the game changer on that as well, with you know a combination of Loblaw Shoppers and RBC, I mean, you have a potentially very compelling coalition within that, and I'd like to sort of understand your thinking with respect to how to further lever that. And then perhaps finally, we focused on the data analytics and back-end integration. I'm also curious with respect to the currency in the front end and if there's an end game here where there's a blended currency and the like and how that would perhaps work as well, because that would certainly just further enhance how compelling the loyalty offering could be.
So I'll begin, Kendrick, to comment on the idea of the coalition between the three organizations. I think it's premature to comment, on this as far as it might pertain to a third party. So you'll have to wait for news on that. And as far as how do you combine the two loyalty programs, we don't at this stage anticipate, a merging of the two currencies. We've got some real technological innovation that Loblaw has just brought to market around one-to-one marketing. You combine that with the incredible analytical capabilities of what you see in the Optimum team and Shoppers Drug Mart. The details, we haven't worked out yet, but the potential is enormous.
Yeah, and the direction of travel or the trajectory is the same, which is around becoming relevant, customized to individual customers based on their needs and their purchase history, and so both programs want to go in the same direction, and we can use our complementary strengths to strengthen, in fact, both programs.
It's interesting when we look at the two companies that we have. Very similar strategies in many fronts, and when you look at the whole play of the omnichannel and technology and how this ties in with the loyalty, both companies have been working on that, so I think for the future we can actually leverage it even better.
And just to follow up there, if I could, Dominic, on the Optimum program, is Move next year to sort of lever what Loblaw has done with their smart loyalty and sort of smartphone-enabled loyalty? I mean, is that one of the earlier potential wins here as we look to better monetize the loyalty offerings of both companies?
That's a great example of a terrific complement between our two programs.
Great. Thanks very much. I'll leave it there.
Thanks, Eric.
Your next question is from the line of Keith Howlett from Desjardins Capital. Your line is open.
Yes, I was wondering on the drug procurement side, Shoppers purchases and distributes directly. I think Loblaw uses a third party. How long does it take to transition from third party to Shoppers platform?
Well, we're early days in terms of understanding what that benefit is, and there's benefit both ways. And even in our system, we use third parties for some of our needs. So something we're going to work through. But from a capability standpoint, if we make that decision, it's a fairly easy transition.
But early days in terms of identifying that as an opportunity and putting it into our integration plan.
Then just a question on the advantages of Loblaws brings to the pharmaceutical services that you mentioned. Which are those advantages? Is that the medical clinic in the store? Or?
The advantages I was referring a lot more on Shoppers Drug Mart bringing into Loblaws. Having said that, we do have medical clinics and optical centers that we could leverage, but we see the strength of the model that Shoppers Drug Mart has as a strength that actually we can leverage into our business.
And certainly there's areas that we see a great opportunity around professional services, around the operation of the pharmacy, our proprietary pharmacy system, and so on. So we think those are opportunities for us to leverage against Loblaws pharmacies. But the opposite is true as well, certainly around medical clinics, optical, around adherence, working with RX Canada on adherence. There's areas that Loblaws has actually been quite innovative, and we're very excited about being able to bring some of those innovations into our pharmacies. And really, it is complementary and across all the dimensions, and again, a real reason why we're excited.
And is it envisioned that the in-store pharmacies will be managed by Shoppers Drug Mart under the Shoppers brand?
Look, early stages to really to talk about brands, and what we will do is really leverage the talent of the both companies.
Great. Thanks very much.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from the line of Patricia Baker from Scotiabank. Your line is open.
Oh, sorry. It's all right. My follow-up questions were already asked. Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Michael Van Elst from TD Securities. Your line is open.
That's already been asked as well. Thank you.
Michael.
Your next question is from the line of Keith Howlett from Desjardins Capital. Your line is open.
Yes, I just wanted to ask on the real estate development plans going forward. Is the real estate departments going to combine, or will they continue to sort of prepare separate capital plans?
Well, look, these are all good questions and fair questions. I think give us the appropriate amount of time to come back to you with a formal plan. But obviously, I mean, if you were to take the Choice Properties, this is an incredible vehicle to work with. Now we have an entirely different real estate platform, for growth. So we would expect, in so many of these areas, to see really attractive synergies. I think that the point that we're making here is this is not just about, stripping out costs and banging the businesses together. This is about taking best practices from both organizations in a very, compelling way, focusing on growth and finding costs in intelligent parts of the P&L.
Thanks, Alan. And we have time for one more question.
Your next question is from the line of Jim Duran from Barclays. Your line is open.
Yeah, I just wanted to go back to private label. I'm just trying to wrap my head around the Sanus opportunity at Loblaw. I assume you've incorporated that in your assumptions, but can you give us some ideas to how important Sanus private label would be relative to the inverse side of the equation being Loblaw's private label into Shoppers?
Well, I don't have a relative a figure to share, but certainly we believe that Sanus has been a tremendous development for us, and it's allowed us to lower our cost of goods and improve service levels and provide better service to our patients. And we think we can certainly leverage that strength into the Loblaw pharmacies, and is one of the complementary activities that we plan to undertake.
And from a standpoint,
so certainly.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
You asked about
on the food side.
Loblaw, I understand you asking as well from Loblaw into Shoppers Drug Mart, and I was trying to address that question. And we see that much more around, obviously, our control brand, Peasant's Choice Blue Menu, No Name, that we can actually bring it into their stores, and I think that will add a lot of value into those locations.
And from a DC integration standpoint, are the things that we should understand that are different about the Shoppers distribution center technology that would not allow a merging of those types of facilities, that they would have to remain standalone?
I believe that you have two very good supply chain networks. Having said that, there are synergies that we can use, obviously, using their capabilities in some range of the products that they have, using our capabilities on the food side of the business. There could be combinations where we use their transport and consolidation facilities, and we use our sourcing capabilities. So there's many pieces that you can put together on the supply chain that I believe will bring synergies and let's say, efficiencies.
We both use Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
Right. Sorry, Dominic, what's your capacity utilization of your distribution network right now?
We have plenty of capacity.
Okay, that's great. Because it certainly seems to me like the Sanus private label opportunity to Loblaw from a synergy standpoint seems quite substantial on my rough cut of numbers. So I was just trying to sort of get a sense of whether that had been fulsomely reflected or not.
Yeah, we haven't done that. We're not at that level of detail.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
This concludes today's question and answer session. Ms. Janet Craig, I turn the call back over to you.
Thanks, Melissa. I wanted to thank everyone for coming to our call on such short notice. I know there were some challenges getting on the call because there were hundreds of people calling in, but we certainly appreciate the interest, and we're available for questions in the minutes and days to come. Thank you.
And this concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.